Checkpoint can reveal that Southern Response has had to apologise to Jerry Brownlee's office after having sent him false information at least once. It came after a simple request from homeowner Jean Rath to Mr Brownlee, who used to be the minister responsible for Southern Response, for helping advance her log-jammed quake claim. Southern Response sent a letter to the minister's office with an update, but it contained several statements that were simply not true. The government-owned insurer eventually apologised. Checkpoint has the email trail. But now Ms Rath is wondering how many other times Southern Response has misled the government.
For Jean Rath, this old six-bedroom house on the hill was a dream.
It's got beautiful views. We can look out across the Port Hills. And the best thing is that you walk up to the house. You can't drive up to it. You walk up to it. So there's that real feeling of escaping from the world and having a really cosy retreat.
But come the earthquakes, that dream started to fall apart, with the chimney literally exploding in the February 2011 quake, leaving deep dents in the surrounding walls still visible today. But to have no fear, AMI Insurance was there. It quickly decided the work required exceeded EQC's $100,000 plus GST cap. Things were progressing well, until AMI collapsed in 2011, and all the claims were handed over to the new state-owned insurer Southern Response. After a stint with EQC and their claim dropped back under the cap, Jean and her husband Mike Bunce are now with the Southern Response, and their claim is in deadlock.
Our engineers say that the house can be repaired in one way. Their engineers say the house can be repaired in another way. And there's a huge difference. There's hundreds of thousands. There's a $300,000 difference between doing the fix to our engineer, doing the fix to their engineer, and we're massively out of pocket. And Southern Response don't seem interested in settling.
And on Jean's coffee table when Checkpoint visited is the paper trail. Boxes and folders bursting with documents, building and engineering quotes, emails, letters. A grim picture of years of pitched battle against their insurer. Feeling completely stuck, she decided to seek help from the minister formerly responsible for Southern Response, Jerry Brownlee, after a public debate in Christchurch before the 2017 election. She says Mr Brownlee was surprised to hear what had happened and agreed to look into it. After an inquiry from Mr Brownlee's office, Southern Response sent an update on the 14th September 2017, containing this statement.
The customer has all along rejected that the property can be repaired and indicated their intention to litigate the matter, which necessitated additional engineering reviews to be undertaken to have certainty in the proposed repair method.
Except
neither of which were true. In fact, we provided them with a repair strategy.
In March this year, Jean challenged this, asking Southern Response,
give me the evidence. Give me the evidence that we have said that the house cannot be repaired. Give me the evidence. They couldn't provide any evidence, because of course we'd never said that.
Instead, Southern Response said it made these statements after speaking with its claims teams, and that it was their interpretation of their communication. Dr. Rath disputed it again. But eventually on the 16th of May this year, 8 months after the initial email to Mr. Brownlee's office, Southern Response replied via email.
We acknowledge that at no time did you state to Southern Response directly that you reject that your property can be repaired, nor notify Southern Response of your intention to litigate. We apologise for any erroneous interpretation on our part and for providing an incorrect statement to the Honourable Brownlee's office. A correction will be issued as requested. I sincerely apologise for this misunderstanding, which was not due to any intention on our part to misrepresent your position in respect of the claim, but arose as a result of miscommunication.
And in an email to Mr. Brownlee's office the same day,
Southern Response accepts that the statement reflected our interpretation of a variety of communications between ourselves and our customers, their legal representatives and other parties in relation to the claim, and that at no time did Dr. Rath or Mr. Bunce state to Southern Response directly that they reject the property can be repaired, nor notify Southern Response of their intention to litigate. It was not Southern Response's intention to misrepresent our customer's position.
But this whole saga raised serious red flags with Jean Rath.
How many times has it happened on other people's claims where they've misled the minister? Is there some kind of culture there of dishonesty? Let's not call it dishonesty, let's call it misleading. They're either utterly incompetent or they're deliberately dishonest. And at this stage, I don't know which it is.
And the effect of this?
Every night I wake up with my heart racing. because I'm so stressed. And I lie there for hours thinking about how can I get them to see reason? How can I get them to actually just look at the evidence? You know, my husband's been on and has had to take antidepressants because he's so bothered by it. We live with my son and his girlfriend. She's been on antidepressants. It's a very unpleasant place to live.
It's not just an emotional impact. Jean Raff has spent almost $150,000 fighting for what she believes her family is owed. She says just this week, Southern Response has offered to pay out what they think it will cost to fix the home, but it is not a full and final settlement. And Dr. Raff has a simple request for the minister now responsible for Southern Response, Grant Robertson.
I would like Grant Robertson to front. I'd like him to front to a public meeting with those of us who've been waiting for so long with Southern Response. Because currently, there have been all these issues with Southern Response, and he's staying quiet. He has a responsibility as the minister to actually come and meet some of us. Not to meet the cosy few representatives, but to actually front to a public meeting and to look us in the eye and explain to us why we're still living in damaged homes.
We also asked Jerry Brownlee if his office has had similar experiences with other claimants. He refused to comment. And at the time of putting this story together, Southern Response had not responded to our request for an interview. So the question remains, is Jean Raff's an isolated case, or has it happened to other Southern Response customers? In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Logan Church.
Now, Southern Response has been in contact and says complaints are documented in a register. And based on a review of that register, there appears to be only one instance where the initial reason for the complaint was about the way in which a Southern Response employee has represented a claim to a Member of Parliament. They say there could be other instances where a customer has complained, but unless it's the primary reason for the complaint, it wouldn't be recorded in that way. And they go on to say that they have been working with Dr. Raff on her claim since 2015, but unfortunately, they have not yet managed to resolve it, but they are continuing to work towards settlement.